Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break English, Season 3, Episode 9, Extra. Hello, and welcome to this week's extra episode of Coffee Break English. This week's main episode was all about Hollywood. So you're going to listen to a conversation between Mark and me about films we have seen recently. Enjoy!
Have you seen any good films recently, Josie?
Yes, I have. I usually watch a couple of films every week. And my favourite from the last few months was West Side Story.
Isn't that quite an old film?
Yes, the original came out in 1961. But this is a new version, directed by Steven Spielberg.
If Spielberg directed it, then it must be good.
It's fantastic. I just love the music and the characters and everything about it. I must admit that I cried a lot while I was watching it as well.
It sounds like I should see it then, but I never cry when I'm watching films.
Really? So, what's the best film you've watched recently?
I haven't been to the cinema recently, so it has to be a film I watched at home. I know, I watched the film Cloud Atlas last week, and I really liked it. I think it came out about 10 years ago.
Oh yes, it's based on a book, isn't it?
That's right. I read the book and thought it would be impossible to turn it into a film. But they did, and it's a great film.
What kind of film is it?
Well, that's what makes it so special. There are six very different stories which take place in different time periods. So the film is set in the past, the present, and the future, and it's a thriller, a sci-fi film, a comedy, and action film, all at the same time.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. I'll have to watch it sometime. Let's listen to the conversation again, a little faster.
Have you seen any good films recently, Josie?
Yes, I have. I usually watch a couple of films every week, and my favourite from the last few months was West Side Story.
Isn't that quite an old film?
Yes, the original came out in 1961, but this is a new version, directed by Steven Spielberg.
If Spielberg directed it, then it must be good.
Oh, it's fantastic. I just love the music and the characters and everything about it. I must admit that I cried a lot when I was watching it as well.
It sounds like I should see it then, but I never cry when I'm watching films.
Really? So what's the best film you've watched recently?
I haven't been to the cinema recently, so it has to be a film I watched at home. I know, I watched the film Cloud Atlas last week and I really liked it. I think it came out about 10 years ago.
Oh yes, it's based on a book, isn't it?
That's right, I read the book and thought it would be impossible to turn it into a film, but they did and it's a great film.
What kind of film is it?
Well, that's what makes it so special. There are six very different stories which take place in different time periods. So the film is set in the past, the present, and the future, and it's a thriller, a sci-fi film, a comedy, and an action film all at the same time.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. I'll have to watch it sometime.
We hope you've enjoyed this extra episode of Coffee Break English. If you'd like to get the free transcript of the conversation and the lesson notes from the main episode, just go to coffeebreakenglish.com.
Don't forget that you can subscribe for free to Coffee Break English wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'd love to hear what you think. Leave a review and help other English learners practice their English with Coffee Break English. Bye for now.
Bye bye. You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.